the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to a podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about the future of content, because the future of content is changing, and the way in which we consume content is changing. So I'll give you an example. I flew back from England yesterday, so I got on a Ryanair flight, you know, living a dream, on the Benidorm Express, as I call it, flying from Leeds Bradford all the way over to Alicante. And whilst I was on there, I saw people watching like films that I've downloaded from Netflix and that sort of thing onto their mobile device, which is really cool. But I was actually listening to a book. So I wasn't reading a book, and I really struggle to read books these days because my attention span for reading is just disastrously bad. But listening to books. So I was listening to the Elon Musk book. And if you've not read that or listened to it, then I highly, highly recommend it. If you know, if you're struggling with stuff from time to time, knowing that someone as powerful or as intelligent or as determined as Elon Musk also going, you know, also went through some pretty bad situations. It's pretty inspiring then when you see him come out the other end, and he had a lot of faith in himself and in what he was doing, even though other people didn't have the same amount of faith and tried to stop him from doing it. So I found it was really interesting as a book. But for me, you know, for 2 hours, I was listening to this audiobook, and then I get off the plane, and then my car turns up because we've got this VIP thing where the car just turns up. I jump in the car, I plug my phone into the stereo, just using a cable, and then for the next 2.5 hours, I'm listening to Elon Musk's book. And I do listen to a lot of audiobooks, but it was just thinking about the way in which we consume content. So let's take newspapers, for example. Like, you know, and we've seen that readership numbers of newspapers have been dropping significantly. But as we get older and die out, and a new batch of people come through, the millennials and pre-millennials to some extent, fairly soon, then the way in which they consume content is completely different to the way that we do it. They don't even look at newspapers. They get their news feed from, I mean, it's not even Facebook anymore. You know, Facebook's been ruined by us oldies. These guys are on like Instagram, for example, or they're on Snapchat, or even they're on, I think it's Twitch. I was looking at Twitch today. I think it's Twitch. And basically Twitch is, you know, when people play on their Xbox and they can record the games that they're playing, and they can not only record them, but they can stream them live over the internet, you know, onto YouTube or onto Twitch. That's what Twitch is. It's a... I better just double check it is Twitch, but I'm pretty sure it is. I may as well have a quick look. But they stream them live onto the internet for other people to watch. So I could be playing Call of Duty. I could be streaming it onto Twitch, and other people could be watching me play Call of Duty. It's just bizarre. Like, it's just weird. But this is a thing, you know? So what you can do is you can record you playing Call of Duty, and then you have a camera that faces you so that your little face comes up in a little box in the corner. And then people can have a discussion and communicate with you, and then you can answer questions. It's just the most amazing different way in which we're consuming content. Like, who would sit? It's like, imagine going to an arcade and then watching somebody else play Space Invaders. That's what people are doing. It's just bizarre. Why would you do that? But that's what's happening. And so the future of content is changing dramatically. People don't want to consume content. You know, they don't want to go, for example, they don't want to go to a one-day event when actually they can just stream that information over the internet, or they can download it as an MP3. So this is really important. This is something that you need to be taking into account when you're creating your content, when you're creating your training courses. Is there a different way of which you could get your message out to more and more people, maybe for a lower price point, but you still make the same amount of money because you're going to be shipping out to more people? And that could be through live streaming, it could be through YouTube, it could be through MP3s such as this one that you're listening to, it could be through Audible. You know, for people listening to books and that sort of thing, because the way in which we're consuming content is changing. And I know Gary Vee, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's always on about this. And he's on about, don't create content, just document what you're doing. And if you've ever tried it, it's really hard. Like for me, it's really hard to document what I do because I tend not to do a lot. I get up, I go to the beach, I have a tostada and a coffee, I take the dog with me, I sit in the sun, I contemplate life, universe and everything. We go for a little walk, we jump back in the car, we come back here, I might watch last night's basketball game. Like how can I document that? Do you know what I mean? It's not the most interesting things ever. I mean, it is for me, but it's not for people watching it. But then I guess, you know, other people watching someone play Space Invaders on Twitch is not the most interesting thing, but that's exactly what's happening. And it's just weird. So the way in which you are creating your content has got to change. And we get really kind of nervous and anxious about content and is the lighting right and does my hair look right and how do I look? And I think right now, you just got to throw all that out. Like at the moment, for example, I am wearing jeans and a t-shirt, okay? And on my t-shirt, it says, I am your father in the Star Wars letters, okay? And so that's my t-shirt. Now, part of me would be like, oh, if I'm going to do a video, well, I better change the t-shirt. But actually, the fact that I'm wearing a t-shirt that says, I am your father in the Star Wars logo type text, that says something about me. Now, some people might not like Star Wars and they would just discount it. But for those people who do like Star Wars, they would go, that's so cool. Where did you get your t-shirt? That sort of thing, right? So that creates a connection between them and me. Whereas if I went and got changed and went and put my suit on, okay, and I tend not to wear suits unless I'm going to court, okay? So, but that's not me. It used to be 15, 20 years ago when I used to have a proper job. But it's no longer me. I am either jeans and t-shirt or swim shorts and t-shirt because we live in a hot, sunny climate. But I see people and they get dressed up because they're being all official and going on camera. But that's not them. And so the key here is that in the creation of your content is that you've got to be authentic. People don't want all bells and whistles. They just want to know who you are. They want the authentic you. Now, a lot of people, they worry about it because they go, well, I don't like the authentic me. Or I don't think the authentic me has enough to offer. And it's complete and utter bullshit. Of course it has. Of course you do. But you've just got to be you. They don't, you know, if you want to be like Tony Robbins and you start acting and talking like Tony Robbins, then that actually will turn people off because they can get Tony Robbins from Tony Robbins and they can get a better version of Tony Robbins from Tony Robbins. But you can only get Dan from Dan. You might find other people who maybe copy some of the things that I do, but they're still not Dan. And so the people who are listening to what you've got to say, you know, when I look at the stats, I don't know what we're up to on YouTube, by the way, but our YouTube stats, we've not produced any YouTube content for quite some time. We're taking quite a bit of time off just to recuperate. We've got a lot going on with the kids stuff. And so we just needed to recuperate, basically. But let me just have a quick look at my channel and have a quick look at the number of video views that we've actually had on here. If this is easy enough to tell me. Which I think it should be. So we've had, 199,000 views. And that's on 312 videos. That's phenomenal. 199,000 views. That means 199,000 people have watched some of my videos. Like, that's amazing. I don't know what the actual minutes watched is, but that will be considerable. Let me just see if I can find that as well on my Creator Studio, because I'll tell you. So the last 28 days, watch time, 12,000 minutes. I think I can probably change that for all time. We can just see exactly how many minutes people are watching. But, you know, if you worry that what you do isn't good enough, I used to worry about that too. And then eventually I thought, screw this, let's just do it. It doesn't matter. Let's just do it and see what happens. So watch time, for the lifetime of my YouTube channel, which is 10 years, by the way, it's coming up to its 10 year anniversary. And you know, 10 years ago, we hardly created any videos, but we've got 334,000 minutes. And part of me is like, you know what? Let's go for a million. Let's go do that. And we're getting some different stats. Our views, it says, is 231,000. That's phenomenal. 231,969. That's for lifetime views. Nearly 250,000 views. So my videos, of which there's only 300, whatever I said, 336, I think, has, you know, it's been seen 231,000 times. I mean, that's just phenomenal, right? So, and I'm nothing special. I mean, maybe I think I am, but I'm just, you know, I eat and sleep and do everything else just like everybody else does. There's nothing that special about me. I just get out there and create the content, right? I get out there and I read the books and I implement what I learn from the books and I create the content. And I've done all sorts of different stuff. You know, we've got an Instagram channel, we've got a YouTube channel, we've got podcasts. I haven't written the book yet. And we sort of start and then we stop sort of thing. And, you know, the reason why we keep stopping is that maybe it's not going to be good enough. And I want it to be the best, and it's ridiculous. Instead of it being the best, I should just knock the bloody thing out, right? But this is exactly the same conversation I have with my clients about, have you done the podcast yet? No. And then they go, oh, well, I've recorded it, but I deleted it. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to record it and let me listen to it so I can give you feedback. And they're so afraid of getting that feedback, they end up deleting the recording. By the way, I've had 1,508 likes and 84 dislikes. I don't know why I get dislikes. I'm going to go home and cry, I think, because 84 people have disliked some of my content. I mean, how bloody dare they? One of my most popular videos has had 95,000 views. One video has had 95,000 views. That, for me, is phenomenal, right? And that's accounted for an awful lot of those views. So you can do it. Anyone can do it. But you just got to start. And when you start, you will find your own style. And then you can create it on, you know, Facebook Live, YouTube Live. You create one-minute videos on Instagram. You can create some audio recordings, which is the most simple and easiest way. And nobody cares what T-shirt you're wearing unless you tell them, which is what I just did. But I don't care. So there's lots and lots and lots of things that you can do to get started. But the key is to get started. And it might be crap at first. Your first one is likely to be crap. But then your second one will be better. And your third one will be better. And your fourth and your fifth and your 100th will be better. And it will all be better. But you've got to start. And so the nature of the way in which people are consuming content is changing. They're not sat watching TV when the TV program is on and they have to sit there at that specific time. That's not the way in which it works. We've got Netflix, which you download onto your device, which is what people were doing on the plane last night and watching it, you know, flying. Or, I mean, like, we've got a smart TV. We've got a 55-inch big TV in the lounge for 3-year-old. She comes in, we put YouTube on, which is an app in the TV, and we watch Peppa Pig or Ben and Holly. She's 3. She's driving us insane. But because all these programs are uploaded to YouTube. I mean, some of the crazy stuff, right, that we watch, okay, are people opening Kinder eggs. This is a thing. Opening Kinder eggs and taking the wrapper off, opening up the chocolate, the little yellow minion type thing, opening that up and building the toy. You know, if you go onto YouTube now and have a look at opening of toys, these videos are getting over 1 million views. There's a video and it's a Peppa Pig and it's a cartoon. It's not a cartoon, it's Peppa Pig and it's a thing that you can colour in. So it's a sheet of paper and it's got a person with felt tip pens and they are colouring it in. They've got a camera pointing down and they record it. They put some music over it, which you can download and it's royalty free. And they're getting 2, 3, 4 million views. It's somebody colouring in a Peppa Pig thing. Like, the way in which we're consuming content is changing. The way in which kids are consuming content. You know, millennials use the internet far differently than we do. Like, who on earth, you know, I'm 45. Who on earth sits and watches people playing Space Invaders? 14-year-olds do. And the person who's got a Twitch account is making money off that because they run adverts on it. And so, you know, you can have a piece of this pie, but if you're not prepared to do the work, you ain't going to be getting any pie. It's just as simple as that. So look, I just want you to have a think about the way in which you're creating content right now. And I know that you're not creating content. Like, you might be creating a little bit, but 99% of people, you've not got your own podcast. As, you know, you're either creating content or you're consuming content. And I personally would rather be creating the content than sat and consuming content. Sat and consuming EastEnders or Netflix or Peppa Pig. I would much rather have the camera and me do the colouring in. I mean, imagine that as a YouTube channel and then you generate a monthly income off that. And this is what people are doing. I mean, YouTube just changed it up. You've got to have 1,000 subscribers before you can monetize anything. And some people who had, you know, 800 subscribers and were making, you know, £100 a week, which is not a huge amount, but it's, you know, 400 quid a year, a month, you know, it's £5,000 a year almost. Their monetization got cut to zero because these new rules came in. So that is a problem. But that's why you should be having it on multiple formats, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitch, on Vimeo. All these different ways in which you can get your content out there is exactly what you should be doing. So I hope that's useful for you. I hope it's something that you can go and implement almost immediately. Get your camera out, get your audio device out, start creating some content, go live on Facebook or go live on YouTube right now. And actually, I'll tell you, going live on YouTube is easier, first off, because if you go live on Facebook, all your friends are watching and you can feel really sort of very self-aware. Whereas on YouTube, it's not as much as a friends orientated platform. There's, you know, random strangers watching you. So if you mess it up and you say something that's not normally like you would normally say, it doesn't really matter because people just don't know who you are anyway. But on Facebook, they do. And so Facebook can be a bit more daunting. So go live on YouTube. Even better than that is hit record, you know, download Audacity, which is what I use. It's a free bit of software that I use on my podcast recording, and just go record it. Upload it to soundcloud.com, and then you can share that through your emails and on Facebook and all your other social media platforms. But there you go. That's your first podcast. You can get that done by today. All right. I hope that's useful for you, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.